We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, was breaking down a little bit of the Tyreek Hill news and what could come in terms of NFL sanctions. Mm-hmm. And it does become dicey, right? The NFL, yeah. You're never exactly sure what's going through their head.
They have no idea. And people even around the league that I've talked to, Josh, they go, yeah, we don't know what the NFL is going to do. There's no rhyme or reason for any sort of punishment that they come up with. It's very much, as we've talked about, NCAA-ish. They just kind of make it up, it seems like, as they go along. There's no blueprint that they follow.
Because as a member of the NFL, there's nothing on his record. Right?
Correct.
So how do you weigh in, but you knew going into the draft, mm-hmm. there was baggage and red flags. Okay?
Yeah.
And things, steps he had to go through probation-wise while as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And then how do you factor in allegations? Do you wait for charges? How does he handle whatever he has to with the NFL mm-hmm. to appease them? You could be looking at a no suspension.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But how could you not, as a Chiefs fan, in the back of your mind go, I just saw Kareem Hunt get 8 games.
Right. I saw Zeke Elliott get 6 games. And we're talking about alleged battery against a child here in this situation involving Tyreek Hill. Again, hasn't been charged with anything yet, and we're still waiting to see if and when that should happen. He could not be charged. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the legal side is going to decide to do. So we still are kind of in that touch and go type of situation where we shouldn't be making rash judgments quite yet about Tyreek Hill. And I know me of all people saying that, but you got to let the legal process play its way out. But this has now become an NFL deal. I think the Chiefs right now, for the most part, are kind of out of the mix in all of this because you have the authorities investigating out in Johnson County, but you also now have the NFL aware of this. And when the NFL becomes aware of it, then they swarm, and they come into town and they kind of take over the investigation from their standpoint.
Is it like those jurisdictional fights I see on television all the time?
Correct. Yes.
Like the local people and then the feds or the sheriff or whatever stake above them comes in and they're disputing whose territory it is.
That's right.
That's what we're doing right now?
That's exactly okay. What it is. So I think this has now become an NFL issue. And Mike Florio wrote a piece at Pro Football Talk talking about how when, you know, you have an allegation or you get charged with something or arrested for something before you get into the league, they can't punish you for it. But if you should do something else, the NFL then retroactively goes back and considers that as well when they're considering punishment for the current situation that has taken place. Because now, with Tyreek Hill being involved in this, well, now he's kind of a repeat offender, if you will.
Which I totally agree with.
In this situation. Second, I do, too.
Second chance, no matter how you felt about it from a league perspective, you did give him a second chance.
Right.
And so I think if things do move forward again, it's still then he should be punished adequately based on, we gave you a second chance.
Right. This was your second chance. We didn't punish you because it didn't happen when you were on our watch. But now that you're on our watch, you need to keep yourself clean and out of trouble. And I know Tyreek Hill has kept himself clean and out of trouble, Josh. I mean, he's been a model citizen since he's come into Kansas City. He's done nice community work. He's been absolutely phenomenal on the field. He's been the type of guy that you wanted him to be, until now, and all of these allegations have surfaced, and we'll have to see how it all plays out. But Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk had an interesting piece where he says that he doesn't want Tyreek Hill just suspended and whatnot. He wants him potentially kicked out of the National Football League and never allowed to play in the league again. And the reason he said that is he said because it makes the decision for the Kansas City Chiefs a lot easier if they know that by cutting Tyreek Hill, nobody else can pick him up. And he's basically trying to save the league from themselves because everybody knows if the Chiefs decide to cut Tyreek Hill, which at this point in time, I don't believe they're going to do. But if they do decide to cut Tyreek Hill, then somebody else is going to swoop in and give Tyreek Hill another opportunity to play in the National Football League. And that's obviously in the back of the Chiefs' minds. We've got the most incredible offensive weapon that nobody can cover. But if we cut him, then somebody else is going to pick him up because of how talented he is. We saw it almost immediately with Kareem Hunt being picked up by the Cleveland Browns.
To their credit, the Chiefs have shown, I think real recently, they don't care.
No, they don't.
Like, they knew Kareem Hunt was going to get picked up by somebody.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
And they still made the move.
Right.
So if you're looking at recent history, I would think if they believe this is something egregious enough, they don't care about that aspect of it. They've shown it.
Right. You're right about that. They set the precedent with that. And that's why this is such a funky deal. Because when you set a precedent, you have to be willing to live that precedent out for the rest of time. You know,
now, things are case by case.
Absolutely.
And we do forget that. So not everything covers every scenario. It's not like, you know, well, they've done this or they've done this before. But they have shown the ability, like, hey, we know. They knew Kareem Hunt was going to get picked up. I mean, guy's got an 8-game suspension. Nobody seems to care. Like, oh, well, they got him. That's a great, you know, great pickup for somebody else.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, that's the world we live in.
Sure.
You're talented. You're going to get another opportunity in this league. So I'm glad to know that the Chiefs don't seem to consider that really as part of their decision-making process.
Absolutely right. And I think ultimately, you know, if Tyreek Hill doesn't get charged and nothing happens and this all becomes a he said, she said allegations and the authorities can't prove anything and they don't have enough to charge him with, then this is a moot point. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. That's why I think a lot of people over the weekend were putting that cart ahead of the horse and are out here saying he needs to be cut. He needs to be kicked out of the NFL. The Chiefs need to part ways with him.
Well, the battle of public perception is much different than the battle of a court case.
Yes,
what have you.
No question.
I mean, they're still going to have to deal with that fallout regardless.
Right.
I mean, there's probably plenty of people that have already had their minds made up.
Yeah.
As soon as they heard the story on Friday, I'm sure they said, ha, Tyreek Hill, ha.
Gone.
Or there's probably plenty of people trying to defend you.
Right. I'm not defending, you're finding him guilty either.
If there's a charge, I think I know where I stand.
Well, if there's a charge, I don't want anything to do with him anymore.
Gone. I'm with you.
Goodbye. See you later. But if there's no charges in all this and the cops end up looking at this and they end up going, well, there's just really not enough evidence to charge him with anything here. We're talking about a 3-year-old kid and, you know, he may have been out of the country. Who knows what they're going to come back with?
Well, and then injuries involving
kids happen every day of the week.
And they're always investigated too, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
A broken arm is a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a broken arm, there's an investigation.
Right.
And most of the time, those aren't public.
Right. No, if your kid breaks an arm and goes to the hospital, they're not going to announce that we're investigating you because your kid broke his arm. They'll ask you, oh, what happened? Oh, he fell off the monkey bars. Okay, fine.
But there is there are questions asked.
Yeah, absolutely. For everything like that. Because you have to make sure that kid wasn't abused and that's why he has a broken arm.
That's a good process.
Right.
This one's very public.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Because
I don't know.
It's happening to a very famous individual right now. And so we'll have to wait and see what the authorities ultimately come up with. But if he does get charged with something, I would not have a problem with the Chiefs cutting him and moving on from Tyreek Hill. I think they did their best to give him another opportunity. The NFL is going to suspend him. You know the NFL is because they suspend now when you embarrass the league. This is an embarrassing black eye for the National Football League that Tyreek Hill again is involved in something like this. So you know the NFL is probably going to levy some sort of suspension on Tyreek Hill if he ultimately is charged with something. So he's probably going to sit out maybe a game. Maybe I don't know what the suspension is going to be. Nobody knows.
I don't think you can even guess at this point.
No, you can't. But I can tell you this. The talk of long-term contract for Tyreek Hill, that ship has sailed fast out of town, and that's not happening with Kansas City right now and should not be happening in Kansas City right now. Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, we're going to make this guy the highest-paid wide receiver in the NFL and feel good about it?
No.
You can't right now. I can't right
now. And if I'm Chris Jones's agent, Chris Jones, I am running to the Chiefs right now, like sprinting.
Mm-hmm.
Contract proposal in hand. Get my guy done now.
Yeah, let's go.
I do think it'll be interesting to see how this week unfolds, though, because as we talked about, you know, no charges have been filed yet. But if Tyreek Hill were to be charged, I still think there is a good faction of Chiefs fans that will be beating the drum for, I don't want to cut him just because he was charged with something. I want to wait until a conviction. So, like, it's gotten to that point, I think, with Tyreek Hill, not only his popularity here, but his status in the league. Like, fans get a little bit clouded because they understand what he can bring to the team. And I think that you start to try to throw up more and more objections to it. And that's not to say you shouldn't rightfully do that, but I think that you need to approach it a little more open-minded and leave the football side out of it, because we get so tangled up in that. And, you know, I kind of partially joking said this to you guys, like, you know, we had always talked about, and Bob had been talking about, how he didn't believe you needed to sign anybody long-term. The only guy that mattered was Patrick Mahomes, and that was it. I think you're going to advance that a little bit. Now you're going to be able to see that here pretty soon. If Patrick Mahomes is able to take this team without weapons like Tyreek Hill and still be successful.
I mean, the one thing I can tell you is Tyreek Hill has cost himself millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Millions of dollars.
By having his name in a police report.
Yep.
And in the news, the a week ago being he could be in line for a record-setting deal.
Not happening.
Gone?
Gone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.